Good morning. My guest this morning is Stephen David Martin from the Raven Players. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, Taming of the Shrew, perfect time of year for it, really. Just a real sort of rollicking adventure. At least I think that's what it is. Now, your production, the Raven's production, is set in 1950s Italy. So what does that mean?
Right. Well, I hope it is a rollicking adventure, like you say. That's the intention.
Right.
I found that the 1950s Italy sort of was a nice parallel for the views on women and marriage from Elizabethan England. So I thought this might be a nice time period because, as you know, there's a certain amount of controversy that surrounds Taming of the Shrew.
Right.
Well, probably because of the title and the whole idea that this guy is coming into town to tame this woman.
Right.
But I think that's part of the part of the fun, part of the comedy, because I look at it not as, you know, a man overpowering a woman, but it's two really strong-willed people
Right. Figuring
out how to work things out, how to make it work together.
They also have to figure out how to do it without screaming so incoherently
Exactly. That
nobody can understand what they're saying.
Exactly. And I got to tell you, too, setting it in 1950s Italy, I thought that gave me permission to sort of embrace the somewhat exaggerated Italian dialect that we're going to use, because these are fiery, passionate people.
Right.
So borrowing a page
from
Father Guido Sarducci.
What else is different about this production?
Well, it's a good question. We're doing it outdoors. It's the first Raven Players production we're doing outdoors. We're doing it in the courtyard of the Bear Republic Brewing Company, who have been so gracious to give us that space. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun, because my experience is doing Shakespeare, seeing Shakespeare outdoors is unlike any other experience.
Absolutely.
That's the way it was meant to be done.
Right.
I think seeing it under the stars, a little glass of wine is perfect. Also, we have some gender bending in here, and honestly, some of it was from casting. When I saw the actors that were auditioning for the show, there were some terrific actresses, and as we all know, Shakespeare didn't write a lot of female roles. So I took the liberty. He's dead, so he won't mind. I took the liberty of changing genders of a few of them.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's going to be fun too. So
Yes. In
this production, we end up having a female and female relationship, a love relationship between two women, which obviously Shakespeare didn't envision.
Right.
But it works surprisingly well for this piece.
One has to wonder just how much of that existed in Elizabethan England.
Right. Yeah, and we don't know for sure. We only know anecdotally from what people are writing about. But it's sort of a flip on that thing that, you know, during Elizabethan times, only men were allowed on stage. So this is maybe not quite a reversal of that, but at least an acknowledgement that, you know, women have come a long way. And in this production, at least, almost equally divided between males and females in the cast.
Is this an Elizabethan stage?
It is a stage that we actually sort of leveraged our Draculas that we did a couple of years or last year, strangely enough, to work for this. So we put there's platform stage out there, but mostly it's just wide open. Got a couple of flats, got a platform, got a stage, and the audience is very, very close, very intimate. So there's a lot of audience interaction.
There's so many people know both Taming of the Shrew and Kiss Me, Kate, that it's as though they become melded.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And I think we're going to get a lot of people who, it's much like doing Romeo and Juliet, a lot of people have seen it, read it, had to read it, seen a movie, and think they know it. But I think they're going to be surprised by a lot of things that maybe they didn't know were in the play or they had forgotten about the play. And if you've seen it done Elizabethan, then it's going to be a total total
shock.
Are
you doing anything with music?
I'm glad you said that. One of the great things about this is we have live music. Terrific local musician named Steve Albini is an accordion player and singer. And so I'm using him as the singing waiter.
Uh-huh.
So we've got a waiter who's going to be on stage almost the entire play providing incidental music and some love songs and entertaining
Excellent. The
crowd.
Stephen, thanks very much for coming in. Let's tell people that this is the Raven Players production of Taming of the Shrew, opening August 11th and playing through August 27th. That's at the Bear Republic Brewing Company Courtyard, and the address is 345 Healdsburg Avenue, right downtown in Healdsburg. For tickets and information, raventheater.org, 433-6335. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.